Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, dem Podcast zum Deutsch lernen. Last session was about food-related topics, and I want to continue with this in order to deepen your knowledge of food-related vocabulary. And it is time to take a look at some grammar. The perfect, die vollendete Gegenwart, is in my opinion a good starting point. But first, there's an email from David. David wrote me auf 65 Podcasts sagten sie, dass Vollkorn Whole Meal heißt. Ich glaube, das Wort auf Amerikanisch-Englisch heißt Whole Grain. I checked it on dict.leo.org. You can enter vocabulary in German and translate it to English or vice versa. And there it just says Whole Meal. However, when I enter das Vollkornbrot, it is translated to Whole Grain Bread. So David, thanks for the hint. And then David asked for more information about Quark and Frischkäse. So I did some research on Quark. I actually eat a lot of Quark and never realized that it really is a kind of Käse. Quark is a kind of cheese. So here's more information about Quark and Frischkäse. Zur Herstellung von Quark wird Milch fermentiert. Dabei wird Molke gewonnen. Der verbleibende Rest wird unter Zusatz von Sahne zu Quark. Abhängig von der zugesetzten Sahne hat der Quark dann einen bestimmten Fettgehalt. Quark enthält viel Eiweiß und ist, als Magerquark mit wenig Fett, deshalb gerade bei Bodybuildern sehr beliebt. Also David, Quark ist ein Frischkäse. Hüttenkäse, Cottage Cheese, Mozzarella und Mascarpone sind weitere sehr bekannte Frischkäsesorten. And remember, I have put a PDF on the homepage, or it should be in iTunes as well. And you can download the PDF and have a look at the transcript, so you can see all the words. And I have prepared some vocabulary. So I just said that Milch wird fermentiert to produce curd, to produce Quark. And fermentiert in English is fermented. So fermented on German is fermentiert. And if you wonder what the heck Frischkäse is, Frischkäse is translated to cream cheese. I hope that's the right word. Frischkäse, cream cheese. And then we had Molke, and that is whey. And I actually eat some protein pulver, Eiweiß pulver, and it always says, the expensive one says, whey protein, and I never knew or never realized that it is an English word and it just means Molke. And whey, therefore, is Molke. Cottage cheese is in German der Hüttenkäse. And the perfect, as in the perfect tense, to which we'll come in a moment, is das Perfekt. Okay, now some more information about Vollkorn, because it's so healthy, weil es so gesund ist. In case you ever wondered whether the light bread claiming to be whole grain bread really is, read on, or in this case, listen on. The following description is taken, as so often, from wikipedia.de. And I actually became a member to Wikimedia, I paid a certain fee, and now I'm an active member to Wikimedia and support it, because it always helps me to get information that I can present to you. So I said, now I want to give some money back to them. I think that's important to kind of share the money I get from you to the resources that help me offer you the content I do. Okay, Vollkornprodukt. Vollkornprodukte sind Getreideprodukte, die aus dem ganzen Korn bestehen. So, Vollkorn means it consists of the whole grain, hence the name. Vollkorn means whole grain. Also nicht von den Randschichten oder dem Keimling befreit wurden. Ein Keimling, that is the seedling. So, it's a whole grain including the seedling. Vollkorn wird im Ganzen als Schrot oder Mehl weiterverarbeitet. In den Randschichten befindet sich ein Großteil der Ballaststoffe, Vitamine, Öle und Mineralstoffe des Getreides. So much of the healthy stuff is actually in the seedling and not in the grain itself. That's why it's so important to have whole grain and not, what's the opposite of whole grain? I don't know. So it's important to have whole grain, including the seedling. Weizen ist heutzutage in Deutschland das beliebteste Getreide für Vollkorngebäcke, Brötchen und Kuchen. Auch im Vollkornbrot kommt Weizen zum Einsatz, entweder allein oder als Mischbrot. So, most of the whole grain used in Germany consists of wheat. Auch in Roggenbroten ist meist ein kleiner Anteil Weizen enthalten, um mit Hilfe des Klebers die Eigenschaften des Teigs zu verbessern. Vollkornbackwaren aus Weizen sind oft relativ hell, sodass die Farbe bzw. die Helligkeit der Backwaren kein guter Hinweis darauf ist, ob sie aus Vollkorn oder Auszugsmehl hergestellt wurden. So, the color of the bread does not say anything about whether it contains whole flour or not. And I always complained about the light bread I get at the bakery here that says it's whole meal, that it is Vollkornbrot. And I always said, no, it's not, it's not dark. But actually, it doesn't need to be dark. Now, die Tomate. If you have listened to the last session, you probably still know the word Tomate, which is tomato in English. And here's some more information about tomato. For example, did you know that the tomato is closely related to potatoes and even with tobacco? All are from the nightshade family. Die Tomate wurde lange als Liebesapfel oder Goldapfel bezeichnet. Ihren heutigen Namen erhielt sie erst im 19. Jahrhundert. Botanisch gesehen sind Tomaten Obst. So, botanically, tomato is really a fruit and not a vegetable. Ursprünglich kamen sie aus Mittel- und Südamerika. Dort wurden sie schon von den Azteken und Inkas angebaut. Christoph Kolumbus brachte sie 1498 nach Europa. So, Christoph Kolumbus introduced the tomato to the Europeans in 1498. Im 17. und 18. Jahrhundert wurde die Tomate in Europa vor allem als Zierpflanze angesehen, erst später als Lebensmittel. So, in the 17th and 18th century, the tomato was seen as an ornamental plant and was seldom eaten. Sie enthält viele Vitamine und ist reich an Kalium. Kalium in Englisch ist Potassium. Aufbewahrt werden sollte sie am besten feucht und kühl. Im Kühlschrank hat sie nichts zu suchen, dort verliert sie deutlich an Geschmack und Textur. So, a tomato should not be stored in the refrigerator, in the Kühlschrank, because it loses some of its taste there. Now, here are some vocabulary. The seedling on the German is der Keimling. You remember, Vollkorn consists of seedlings. Part of it, the important part is the seedling, der Keimling. The Aztec is der Azteke. You know, the natives of the native Indians of South America, Azteke. An ornamental plant in German is die Zierpflanze. Potassium is das Kalium. The refrigerator in German is der Kühlschrank. And the texture is die Textur. Now we come to the fun part, to the grammar. The perfect tense, das Perfekt. First of all, let me point out that we say das Perfekt when we mean the grammar term, but der perfekte Tag oder die perfekte Frau if you mean a perfect woman or a perfect day. So, all these three sentences had different sexes. Yeah. Das Perfekt, der perfekte Mann, die perfekte Frau. In der gesprochenen Sprache, der Umgangssprache, ist das Perfekt die dominierende Erzählform. So, usually if I talk to somebody, I use the perfect. Das Perfekt wird verwendet für eine Handlung, welche komplett abgeschlossen ist. Ein Beispiel: Wir haben gestern viele Tomaten gegessen. We've eaten lots of tomatoes yesterday. Weitere Beispiele wären: Ich bin gestern im Kino gewesen. So I did something in the past. It is finished in the past. So I use das Perfekt. Oder: Ihr seid letzte Woche sehr schnell gerannt. Das Perfekt der meisten Verben wird mit haben gebildet. Mit sein wird das Perfekt von Verben gebildet, die eine Ortsänderung, zum Beispiel von A nach B kommen, gehen, fahren, springen, ausdrücken. Verben, die eine Zustandsänderung, also einen Übergang von einem Zustand in einen anderen ausdrücken, Beispiele wären aufwachen, sterben, verwelken, bilden das Perfekt ebenfalls mit sein. And I actually learn French at the moment. And just today I had a lesson about das Perfekt. And I learned that the French kind of have the same rules. They are very similar. Most verbs use haben. And only 17, I had to learn them by heart today, only 17 verbs are conjugated with sein. So it's very important to really be able to conjugate haben. So it is ich habe, du hast, er, sie, es hat, wir haben, ihr habt, sie haben. Okay, that's very important. So let's do it again. I will say the first word and you will fill in the correct form. Like I say ich and you have to say ich habe. So, ich habe, du hast, er, sie, es hat, wir haben, ihr habt, sie, Plural, sie haben. Okay, that's really important. Otherwise, you won't be able to do the exercises. And I've put some exercises into the PDF. It's kind of hard to do verbally, so maybe try it on the PDF. And if it doesn't work or if you have questions, please contact me. Now, I said some verbs are use sein, use to be, haben. So, you really have to know sein by heart as well, which is ich bin, du bist, er, sie, es ist, wir sind, ihr seid, sie sind. Okay, again, we have to drill it. So again, I will say the first word and you have to fill it in. Ich bin, du bist, er, sie, es ist, wir sind, ihr seid, sie, Plural, sie sind. Okay, fantastic. Actually, I just finished a book about Arnold Schwarzenegger, a biography about him, and it's called Fantastic, and it says that Arnold is always saying fantastic, so that's why I kind of started to say it as well. Okay, now some more vocabulary. Let's see if you remember some of the words from earlier. Das Vollkorn in English is whole grain, das Vollkorn. Der Keimling, the seedling, der Keimling. Vegetable on German is das Gemüse. And die Molke on English, whey, die Molke. And Quark is curd, Quark. Okay, now I've prepared a little article from the newspaper about DJ Bobo. DJ Bobo is probably the most famous singer from Switzerland, and he just had his 14th birthday. 40s. DJ Bobo, 40 Jahre auf Dance. Am 5. Januar 1968 wurde Peter René Baumann im aargauischen Kölliken geboren. 40 Jahre und etliche Hits später ist Baumann immer noch mit großem Erfolg als DJ Bobo unterwegs. DJ Bobo hat seine berufliche Laufbahn als Bäcker und Konditor begonnen. Weltweit erhielt er über 250 Gold- und Platinplatten, verbuchte 28 Chartbreaker und wurde 10-mal mit dem World Record Music Award für The World Bestselling Swiss Recording Artist ausgezeichnet. And again, an English translation is provided in the PDF on the homepage. Okay, that's it for the official part of today. And now we have some internal stuff. Ein paar interne Sachen. The first thing is that I'm very proud, very happy, very glad, whatever. Ich bin total happy. That was German, by the way. I would say it in German as well. Ich bin sehr happy. So I'm very happy that on the top 25 of the US charts of the education part of iTunes, we are on place 18. So thanks to you, because you are somehow voted for me, or I don't know how it is calculated, but you can take a look at the top 25. I've provided a link on the homepage, and I'm currently on place 18. So yeah, you know what you have to do, huh? To get me up to the top. And the next thing, and that is even more important, I've created a blog. So it's kind of the same thing, but without audio. And I've provided the link on the homepage, of course, and you can take a look at it on learn-german-blog.blogspot.com. And I try to post something every single day, because you know, with learning a language, it's very important to stick to it. To do something every day. It doesn't need to be a lot, but to reawaken your mind about these words or these stuff, so whatever. So I try to put anything on it, some exercises, a word of the day, a small text on German, something. And maybe it is a good idea to reserve a period of time, maybe always morning with a morning coffee or whatever, to go to this page, to do the exercise of the day, to learn the word of the day or whatever, to stick to German, to really improve you. I hope it helps. If it doesn't help, tell me and I will stop. I mean, it's a lot of work, and if nobody is going to use it, then I will just stop it. But in my opinion, it's worth a try, because I think at the moment I'm learning French very aggressive, because I have a lot of time, so I'm spending 2 to 3 hours a day learning French, and I've made a lot of progress, much more than all the year before, because I'm so concentrated on it and because I stick to it every single day. Actually, I started to read Harry Potter, which is, of course, called Harry, because French don't use H, so it's called Harry, and Harry Potter on French. And I've nearly finished it, and I'm very glad, very proud about it, that I've made so much progress in the last 5 weeks. And on the blog, I've put a poll. So you can go there and vote. And it's asking you about how long have you been learning German, because I'm interested in it. And I will put some polls on it every 2 or 3 weeks to get some feedback from you, to see what you want, what you like, what you don't like, whatever. To give you the chance to help me improve it. Yeah, and one final thing. As you've seen, I've created some PDFs. And yeah, there are a lot of work. It's fun. It really is fun, and I have some time at the moment, so I really like to do them. But there are a lot of work, and I could use the time to read even more about Harry Potter or whatever. So I didn't receive any feedback. So if you don't like them, if you don't even read them, please tell me so, then I will stop it and read more Harry Potter. And otherwise, I will continue to do them, because I hope to do them in a way that they give you more benefit. But they are a lot of work, so I won't do them if nobody's using them. Okay. I believe that's probably the longest session we have ever had. We are now just past 20 minutes. Es ist gerade an 20 Minuten vorbei. So, that's enough for today. Wir haben Dienstag, den 8.01.2008. Today, the first time for, I don't know how long, was a perfect day. Ja, perfect weather, das Wetter war perfekt heute. Blauer Himmel, angenehm warm, Sonnenschein den ganzen Tag lang. Und I spent most of the day outside. Ich war die meiste Zeit des Tages draußen, habe Hörbuch gehört und Hörbuchlektionen, Französisch natürlich. And just walked around and I went running and yeah, spent time outside enjoying the sun and the beautiful weather. Because tomorrow it's going to rain again. Yeah, lucky me. Yeah, that's it for today. I say tschüss.